now.
And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes, but coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Bitcoin is currently trading at $3,520, up 3% in the last 24 hours. We have Ripple currently trading at 31 cents. That's up 4% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum currently trading at $91, currently up 4%. And we have Tether currently trading at $1.02, up 0.5%. And EOS currently trading at $2, up 10.5% in the last 24 hours. I'm going to give a special shout out to Insight Chain, which is currently trading at 26 cents, and that's up 33% in the last 24 hours, outperforming the market massively. The current market cap of the crypto space is $111 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is currently 54.9%. So let's get down to business, find out what's been going down, what's been going on, what people are talking about, what you need to know. That's what's most important. So with that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show. So let's get down to business, talk about exchanges. So Kraken is seeking war chest investment at a $4 billion valuation. So crypto exchange Kraken is on a fundraising drive, offering select investors a chance to purchase stakes in the firm. The firm's CEO, Jesse Powell, confirmed to media sources that a small number of investors are being tapped for their current fundraising round. And this is what he said. There is presently a limited time opportunity available to a very small select number of clients to purchase Kraken shares. At a $4 billion valuation and the minimum ticket size of $100,000, the general public will not have access to these shares, and the exchange is not looking to make a public offering. The company has not so far determined how much it will look to raise, and any final number will depend on the amount of interest, Powell said. He added that the amount of shares available is relatively limited and the exchange will close its offering on December 16th. Before we go any further with this, let's get down to business. They're looking to raise $4 billion. Well, that's the valuation. They're valuing themselves at $4 billion. The minimum ticket size is $100,000. To me, that doesn't look like it's a small club of guys if the minimum ticket size is 100 grand. Like, that tells me that they're needing cash, and like anyone above 100 grand, which by the way is the minimum for an accredited investor. Like that's kind of standard. 100 grand is kind of like the low end of an investment from an accredited investor. So it's interesting that they are saying that there's a small amount, there's not many shares. I mean, they're just trying to sell this basically. An email sent to investors describes the moves as presenting our most valid clients with the opportunity to become equity holders in the company. Okay, that's pretty smart. So what they've done is they've just reached out to all their clients, all the big guys holding the big accounts, and they've been like, hey, by the way, you can invest into Kraken now, and what we'll do is we'll reduce your trading fees as well. And this is what they said. We're profitable and hitting significant targets, and our reserves are high, so fundraising is not necessary. However, further aligning interests of our top clients while building a war chest for acquisitions in the bear market presents a win-win opportunity. Asked what type of acquisitions Kraken might take, Powell pointed at the exchange's previous purchase of CoinSetter, CA Vertic, Clevercoin, and CryptoWatch. We'd be looking for more along those lines. Anything that would have strong synergies of our existing product service offerings with great teams, he explained. While he could not speak to any specifics acquisitions at press time, he said that the exchange's venture arm has been very active in the last year and may make some announcements at the beginning of 2019. The exchange will use the services of an undisclosed third party to verify the interested parties and accredited investors in the US as well as overseas for the actual transactions. Kraken joins its fellow US exchange Coinbase in raising funds during the bear market. The latter raised $300 million this year with an $8 billion valuation. Like Kraken, Coinbase said it was building a war chest, with Vice President of Corporate and Business Development Emil Choi saying the funds would be saved for a rainy day. Unlike Kraken though, Coinbase is not looking at any specific acquisitions at any moves at this current point in time. So it's interesting, like Coinbase, great brand, like they've got amazing backers behind the exchange there. They were raised $300 million in this current market conditions. So Kraken has come along and it's been like, you know what, Coinbase is doing that. We're going to have some of the action as well. Like, and they haven't said how much they're looking to raise. They've just given a valuation, which means like there's no number on that. And the reason they've done that as well is because they don't know what they're going to raise yet. So they're going out being like, hey, this is a valuation. You can get in on this. Are you in or out? And then from there, they'll calculate the interest and see how much they can raise and announce it afterwards if it's a suitable amount. But what they're looking to do is just acquire companies, which is a great idea, because why just do the exchange business when you can have, you know, deploy capital into great ideas and great projects or experiments in some cases, like just ideas. You know, why just have the exchange business making money? It makes a lot of sense, but it's kind of a shady way of doing things. I think Coinbase are a bit more clear of their calculations. Not that I'm a Coinbase advocate, but we have had Zeeshan, who's the CEO of Coinbase UK, on the show, and I mean they're pretty clear cut when they go about things. So it seems kind of like they have a different agenda here, and it's interesting. We'll see what happens with Kraken. I'll keep you guys posted on that. So in the last couple of days, we've been covering mining. And this article really leaped out at me. So Chinese miners are looking to move to Iran. So let's find out more. So some Bitcoin miners are estimated to have shut down hundreds of thousands of machines, if not more. Others are still out there looking for alternative ways to keep operating. And it's Iran. While it's extremely low-cost electricity that can go as low as a sixth of a cent per kilowatt hour, that's luring overseas miners. But as attractive as it appears, the journey to setting up shop in Iran isn't turning out to be a simple one. Bitcoin mining is, in effect, a kind of energy arbitrage. Miners make their money when the cost of producing coins, currently 12.5 bitcoins per transaction block, plus any fees that have occurred, is lower than the operation of the mine itself, including electricity. Nima Dukan, a blockchain researcher at the Tehran-based crypto startup Arictac, told media sources that the firm has been meeting with foreign investors. They're looking to attempt just that by mining in Iran. We have had investors visiting our farms from Spain, Ukraine, Armenia, France, he said. Dekoran added that his firm has signed a deal to become the local partner for a Spanish mining firm called CoinPods to set up mining farms in Iran. A process of what will consist of three phases. First is sort of a just to make sure testing phase, which is already in place. Second is building new infrastructures together, which somehow has already started. And the third will be gathering more investors from outside of Iran, he explained. Dekwan said investors are attracted to the cheap electricity, which depending on the actual source of power can go below, oh my God, a tenth of a kilowatt per hour. As the firm can run facilities at different scales, from 2 to 3 megawatts small farms to higher amounts like 10 to 20 megawatts for larger farms. He said, while the electricity costs in Iran have always been relatively low, the recent significant devaluation of the Iranian rial, particularly due to the recent US sanctions made by the government, has made the opportunities even more appealing. There's more evidence to suggest miners in countries commonly seen as Bitcoin mining powerhouses, China in particular, are looking at Iran for potential opportunities. Compared to the numbers cited by Dekwan, electricity provided by hydropower stations in China's southern western region usually costs around 15 yuan, or about 2 cents per kilowatt. In the summer, when the water is abundant, when the winter comes, the cost could go up to 4 cents per kilowatt. It appears that some Chinese miners have already made the move. A startup based in Chengguan, China, told media sources, under the conditions of anonymity, for fear of government for government proposal, that it's already deployed 2,000 miners in Iran. This is crazy. Like, all of these guys, and these are like serious operations, like serious corporations now that are running Bitcoin mining systems. Like, what they're looking for at the end of the day is cheap electricity. They're like, listen, China's not playing ball on this one. We don't want to pay these rates for electricity. Forget it. Ship everything over to Iran. Let's go. And I think that's great, by the way, for the Iranian economy, because they've got nothing else going for them apart from black market oil at this current point in time. And I don't know what everyone's views are on Iran as a whole. And I particularly don't, I'm not going to express mine, but I think it's interesting that Iran are kind of accommodating this. I guess they've got no other option really for a source of income at this current point in time, but I guess it's great for the kind of restructuring in a sense. Like, you've got the UK, America, Japan, China, India, kind of like world global leaders. And then you have different countries like Iran and other countries around that region who are now being hospitable to Bitcoin miners. It's phenomenal. It's fantastic. It's a great way. Like, it's really bringing the world together in a lot of ways. Well, that's as long as they keep the electricity costs down. So up next, we have a great story from PayPal. So PayPal invests in blockchain technology, creating an internal token platform. This is really big news. So PayPal recently announced the release of a private token that allows its employees to enjoy incentives. The internal blockchain allows staff to exchange and trade tokens while participating in programs and making contributions to the development of the company. The incentive was built around 25 people and would last for 6 months. For this project, the company has set up a website only accessible to its staff that will access the private coins and earn money through the website by enrolling in any of the available learning programs. The tokens are only tradable within the system. Staff would be unable to use them outside of that particular blockchain. Right from time, PayPal has been anti-crypto. It has refused any integration of cryptocurrencies on its merchant platform because the highly volatile that plagues the industry. It is understandable that because PayPal is, well, especially suffer losses due to price volatility at transactions on the platform, it takes a lot of time to compete. The fact that PayPal introduced a private blockchain doesn't mean that it's going to integrate with technology commercially. What it means is that it is wanting its staff to become familiar with the concept. The company didn't say anything about adoption and the use of public cryptocurrencies. But like say how it is, man. PayPal have a private blockchain now for its staff to trade incentive level goods. So like, I guess if you do well or you do a course, that you could win a trip or a golfing session or whatever they do with the CEO of the company, right? So it's trying to get people used to the concept of blockchain itself, and it's using tokens to incentivize its employees to do good, which is a phenomenal way to incentivize employees to do good. And using tokens is great for the whole space. So it'd be interesting to see what PayPal's next move is. And I think it's pretty evident that they're pretty objectively interested in blockchain itself. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention as always. Remember to hit us up on Telegram, SVK Crowd. Hit us up on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Feel free to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com as well. Thank you for your time and attention as always. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.